You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's talk about something that parents do quite often. And we heard a conversation about this and wanted to let it spill over onto the airwaves. I don't know another way of phrasing it except toddler matchmaking.
I like that better than pimping.
I said
matchmaker.
I asked Jeremy if he was pimping out his
daughter.
I said
pimping earlier, and I was like,
"You didn't like that?"
Okay. No, matchmaker.
Toddler matchmaking. So, do you want to explain what this is, or do you want me to do it?
Well, it's I guess I'm a little more familiar with it because it's probably happened to me recently.
Yeah.
Because when you have a little human child that's roughly between the ages of 0 and 4. I feel like it's mostly the moms that do this, but say you have a little girl and your best friend has a little boy baby, they get together and they ooh and ah and coo and whatever and play, and all the moms are like, one of these days, they're going to be together. We should just hook them up now. They're going to get married. They're going to have their own beautiful little babies.
Yeah.
And it just weirds me out a little bit.
It's toddler matchmaking.
I don't like that. It's... You're turning these sweet little children into, like, romantic beings, and they shouldn't be like that at this age.
I'll tell you, taking it a step farther, I had mutual friends several years ago who had children in this age range. They were probably, 3.
Uh-huh.
And it was a little boy in one family, a little girl in another, and we would get together. But what the parents started doing was posing the kids for pictures.
No.
So they would sit them next to each other and they'd say, all right, kiss her on the cheek, kiss her.
And kiss your future husband.
Yeah. They would say, kiss her, now put your arm around her. And
no.
Look, I understand that you and I are maybe kind of going overboard on it. And I know most people are listening and saying, oh, it's just so innocent.
There's a cutesy factor to it.
I get the cutesy factor until you start doing the kiss her, put your arm around her.
They're going to be married.
I don't know.
No idea if they're going to be married. They might hate each other.
I don't know why it makes me slightly uncomfortable, but it does. And I don't understand.
I love watching this because it's usually accompanied by, it usually started out with one of these. Always keep an eye on this.
Why is that?
That's just the way the moms are. They're gonna be together someday. Not even joking, man. That's all you're gonna see now and hear.
Here's Rachel is on the phone listening to our show. Hey, Rachel, thanks for listening.
Hi, boys.
Hey,
what do you got to say about this toddler matchmaking?
So I think it's kind of weird. My mom used to do it with me and my best friend growing up all the time, and it was weird, and, we tried the whole dating thing.
Oh, you did?
When we got, when we got older, and he ended up proposing to me, which was super weird. but now I have a 6-year-old, or I'm sorry, well, I do. I have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. So my 8-year-old's best friend is a boy, and he's 8 as well, and his mom and I think that it's super weird that other parents do that.
I see the cutesy angle of it. I do. I mean, it can be adorable when they're 3.
When you get
to
a certain age, though, I think you're going to make your kid feel really awkward and kind of weird.
Right.
That you're pushing this arranged marriage on them. They're like, Mom,
right.
We just want to play.
Like you talked about your friend who proposed to you. Do you feel like he was... pressure might be too strong of a word, but do you think he felt like there was some sort of destiny since the families had agreed that you guys should be together? I wonder if that puts pressure on a guy.
Yeah, I felt like we were kind of forced to make it work.
Wow.
Almost. So there was that, we had to at least let our families know that we were trying.
And we're giving this a shot for you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And the dating went fine, but when he proposed, I was only 16. I was
He's like, my mom made me do this.
Uh-huh.
She's been pressuring me for years.
I'm not ready for this. like, this isn't going to work for me.
Rachel, go have a great day.
Yeah, we
got to
support
being
Rachel.
On our
thank
show,
you.
Okay.
All right. Yep. You guys have a good day, too.
Oh. Yeah.